Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Let's Get Personal podcast, where we have conversations about everything from common problems we all face when dealing with our lives to what's really going on in the world today. This is a podcast where we take a deeper look into the very things we all face each and every day. My name is Jordan Antle, the host of this podcast, and today we will be looking at a very interesting conversation, a very interesting subject that I have mastered at this point. And what is that essentially? That is how being awkward can be powerful. Now, I want you to stay tuned and listen into this podcast for the entire duration because I have some stories to share with you that are a little awkward themselves, but are hilarious. And I think there is a lot of value in this specific conversation that I'm about to have with you guys. So I'm very excited to jump into it. So without any further ado, so firstly, humans are meant to be put in tough situations. We don't seem to realize that nowadays we have got it so much better than we did 100 years ago, even 50 years ago. Now, more specifically, I can only really talk about the Western world because I'm obviously not from anywhere else. But as far as things go, we've really got it good in the Western world, much better than we used to. But with that being said, you know, when we compare the lives that we live now as opposed to 1,000 years ago or 10,000 years ago, we often seem to forget that our bodies have been designed for one thing: survival. And yet, here we are sitting in our rooms, you know, just on our computer screens, on our phones, playing games, not doing a whole lot in the safety of our own homes, because we're no longer in the jungles, you know? We're no longer in the woods, fearing for our lives every night, you know, being in tribes and defending each other and hunting for food and watching out for that lion that's gonna come and attack the clan again, you know what I'm saying? Like, we were built on that foundation, the foundation to survive. We are built to be put through tough situations, right? But yet, so often, we are just finding ourselves getting lazy, getting depressed, getting filled with anxieties, irrational anxieties especially. And I'm raising my hand here because I got all these things. OCD and, you know, the development of new mental health issues that are going on in the world today. And I really think it's a byproduct of where our society is going. Because, you know, back when we were depressed for, you know, very, like, crazy reasons, like losing a relative and very serious reasons. We were very depressed for very serious reasons that were going on in our lives. But it seems to me now that, you know, we're getting depressed for very small things. We're getting depressed all the time. We're getting depressed for no reason. And I'm not saying that we can't get depressed for the right reasons, but it's definitely been there's been an increase in depression being linked, and especially if you watched my previous podcast where I talk about social media being linked to depression, we're seeing it happen a lot more often. People are just, you know, dealing with a lot of mental health issues, and whether or not that's been the case forever, it's hard to say. But for sure, I can say that, you know, we never got depressed because we were looking at other people's posts on Instagram 10,000 years ago. So there's definitely been new things going on. I mean, they've even done studies and coined terms like Facebook depression and the Instagram effect. And again, these were not concepts that were even heard of 50 years ago. So we are definitely progressing into a new direction in life where new things are developing. And as they would, because, you know, as we as a society continue to grow, I mean, we're going to eventually step into new problems. And I mean, 50 years from now, we're probably going to be dealing with things that we never thought would be an issue. And whether that be robots being in our homes, spying on us, doing things that we are not pleased with, I don't know, like, it can really go in any direction. I think it just really goes to show that we're definitely living through some very interesting times. But the point I really wanted to make here is that, you know, we are not putting ourselves through tough situations. We're not advancing ourselves. We're getting absorbed in technology. We are getting way too We're getting way too sucked into our thoughts, and it's becoming very toxic, I think. It's becoming very toxic to our own well-being. I think overthinking, not having enough people around to tell you when you're overthinking, I think that's a problem. And, you know, this all kind of links back to disconnecting and so on and so forth. We need people around us to grow, especially good people. And I think not being around anybody is worse than anything. It's not to say that we can't be alone or shouldn't be alone, because we definitely do need our times to be by ourselves. But at the same time, if we're by ourselves all the time, you know, how are we ever going to know when we are thinking or doing something right or wrong? You know, and I'm saying that in all regards, because I want to tell you a little story here. So when I moved to Toronto a couple of years ago, you know, after I graduated from film school, I kind of fell into a really bad place socially. So here I am in this big, fantastic, beautiful city, and Toronto is so incredibly beautiful. I miss it so much, and I highly recommend to vacation there sometime if you haven't already. But the problem was that it was the first big city that I'd ever lived in, and it was kind of a bit of a smack in the face when I realized that people were not as connected and close as I would hope they would be. Now, if you're from America, if you've been going to New York or going to these big cities all your life, I mean, this probably just sounds like the most basic information right now. But coming from a guy who grew up kind of like in a small province with only about 500,000 people, very close connected people. I mean, sure, I grew up on a farm. That's right, I grew up by a farm, moving to the big city. This was definitely a culture shock for myself. And I had just really fallen into a bad, dark place, because it seemed like every single day was just becoming the same. I was just kind of doing the same thing. I'd wake up, I would see the sun was out. I mean, it was sunny all the time in Toronto, which I loved. But I'd get up, I'd go for a walk, I'd go downtown, I'd enjoy the day by myself, and then it was just kind of like a rinse and repeat. I would exercise, I would go to the gym, which definitely helped, but at the same time, it was getting boring. Like, it was getting very dull. There was no one in my life to spice things up. I mean, I was single as well. I just, you know, things were not going great, and it was just not a great time. And it really started to push me into a dark corner. And I think that was one of the biggest realizations I had when I had moved away, because I had never been so lonely in my life. You know, being in a city with millions of people, yet I felt so alone, so depressed, and so isolated. And, you know, I actually started developing weird anxieties. And I started to actually go a little. I actually went a little stir crazy once in my home, and that was a bad sign, you know. And not to mention, it was incredibly expensive to live in Toronto. That being said, I did have friends, but we all lived very far apart from each other, and we were all busy. So, or you know, everybody was busy, and it was just kind of hard for me, especially when I was, especially being a YouTuber, being my own boss. You know, my times were my own, which was fantastic, but at the same time, it really kind of didn't, there was no place I could go to make friends, really. And it just, the point I'm trying to make here is it was not a great time. Disconnecting from people is not great. Being isolated and lonely is not healthy. It's very bad. They actually say being lonely is just as bad as smoking. And, you know, it's in extreme cases, of course, but the point I'm trying to make here is it's not great. We need to be put in tough situations. We need to learn and grow from them, and we need to connect with other people. Now, I do want to end this little conversation off here with saying that I did learn a lot. I did grow a lot from this experience in Toronto. I do love Toronto. I do miss Toronto, and I realize now that being alone often is not the way to go. So with that being said, let me move on to the fact that us as humans, we need to learn and grow. We need to force ourselves to make us stronger. You know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. I mean, it's true. If you do the same thing over again, if you're living the same life every single day, if you're doing the same things every single day, it's going to stay that way. You know, the days that you wake up and you ask yourself, how is today going to be different? Those are the days that really change, that really matter for you, because it could be the start of something new. You could be breaking the habit that you've created for weeks, months, or even years. And, you know, just to throw a little bit of advice out there for anybody who, let's just say for anyone listening, who doesn't get out often, who doesn't do a whole lot, perhaps you're anxious, perhaps you're shy, I really would recommend and I know it's not going to be easy, I would recommend you doing your very best to get out there and force yourself into some awkward situations. Maybe strike up a random conversation with a stranger, any individual, at your local stroll through Walmart. Or perhaps you can go to the mall and have a conversation with the people who work at the cashier, or anything. You know, the sky's the limit. Usually it's going to relate to something social, for sure. But I definitely would really recommend you teaching yourself to be a lot more comfortable in those situations. Because, guys, I really think self-isolation is very damaging. It's not beneficial. It's easy, which makes it tempting, but it is not great. It's very hard to reach out to people, especially when you're shy and anxious. And I would know, because I have definitely had my fair share of anxiety. But I want to tell you another little story. So while I was living in Toronto, something that I was doing often when I was alone in those dark times in Toronto, I was forcing myself to have conversations with people. And I was super awkward about it. Like, don't get me wrong. I wasn't like, yo, what's up, man? Like, let's be best friends. It was kind of just like forcing myself to just try and be friendly. You know, I stopped looking at people. I started looking more at the good in people. I stopped just assuming that everybody was an asshole and nobody wanted to talk. You know, I just did my very best to not look at that and not give in to that negative, I guess, stereotype, especially in the city, because it wasn't helping me, you know? And I was doing it for me. I was doing it to have some kind of interaction with people. And believe it or not, it's crazy who you meet on the streets, you know? It's crazy what conversations can come out of a simple hello. And you know, they say, and the biggest fear that anxiety has, that loneliness has, is the word hello, because saying hello to somebody breaks that immediately. And I really think forcing yourself into awkward situations it's a part of life, but I think it is the best way to learn and grow. Because, guys, awkward situations are awkward for a reason, but life is awkward, you know? Life is full of lessons that we learn only through times of, you know, leaving our comfort zones, being uncomfortable in general. And another really funny story here was that during my dating time, I was incredibly, like, I was not a player, okay? I was not a player at all. I was not the most confident guy when it came to approaching women. And you know what? I actually ended up forcing myself in super uncomfortable situations. Like, it was so awkward for me and for whoever I was on the date with. But what was one thing that was going on? I was forcing myself to do it, and each and every single time it happened again and again, I was taking away something more and more from it. I was learning more and more from each encounter, and I was becoming more and more confident and more aware of what was going on, because practice makes perfect. Getting out into the world and facing the uncomfortable things that is life is all a part of living. And I really think that, you know, staying inside and never pushing ourselves will never make us grow. And with all that being said, what I really just want to leave this off with is these are the ways that being awkward can be powerful. For any of you guys listening to this podcast right now and you're anxious, you're shy, you're afraid of awkwardness, confrontation, I hear you. I do. I was like you. I really was. And it's sometimes hard to believe that, but I really, really was awkward. I really was shy and anxious. But the only way to overcome it is starting off with you. It really does all start with you. You really just got to learn to push yourself. You got to force yourself sometimes. You got to do it when you really don't want to do it. It's like the gym. It's like for people who work out. Some days you just do not want to go, but you got to push yourself and go, because otherwise you're just going to falter. You're going to fall off the tracks. You're not going to keep it going. It is definitely a muscle that you want to grow. It's definitely a muscle you want to train. And that is the awkward muscle that leads into the confidence muscle. I don't think I've ever said that before, but either way, push yourself. Try to do 3 things every single day to push yourself towards bettering your life and the habits that you've developed. Develop happy, healthy habits, and soon, one day, you will be a very confident individual. And even if you are still awkward, and trust me, I still get awkward too, you'll be better about it. You'll be better for it. You'll understand it more. and you won't let it affect you as much. And that is all I can really say about it, guys. And with that being said, I want to leave this podcast off with a quote from Alexandra Petrie, who said, "Awkward is a state of being."